Lesson 9. Water, water everywhere. What sets our planet apart from all the others? Pictures from space show Earth to be the blue planet, its color coming from the water that covers about 3/4 of its surface. To the best of our knowledge, ours is the only planet that can sustain life, and water is the reason. You'd think we would treat something so vital to our lives as a valuable gift, but sadly, that has not been the case. Except during times of drought, when we realize how precious it is, water is something we take very much for granted. The water that makes up the Earth's rivers, oceans, and lakes is always in motion. As it is warmed by the sun, water evaporates into the air, and the vapor forms clouds, leaving behind the impurities that were dissolved in the water. As the vapor cools, it forms water droplets that eventually fall as rain. The rainfall accumulates in the Earth's different bodies of water, where it is heated by the sun and evaporates once more. This process is known as the rain cycle, and it has gone on perpetually since it started, about 500,000 years after the Earth was formed. It is nature's way of keeping the Earth's supply of water clean. For billions of years, it worked well, but with the growth of industry and the increase in population over the past 200 years, the situation has changed drastically. The standard of living that Americans enjoy exceeds anything our ancestors dreamed of, but the conveniences of daily life that we are accustomed to have been obtained at a terrible price. In our eagerness to make what we call progress, we have contaminated our rivers, oceans, and lakes by emptying the raw sewage from our toilets into them. We have aggravated the problem by allowing chemical pesticides and fertilizers used on crops to run off into our water supplies. We have also dumped poisonous chemicals into landfills so that in many places the water lying under the ground imperils the health of those who eventually drink it. As a result, the amount of clean water is diminishing. Human beings have often demonstrated how resourceful they can be when there are problems to be solved. When we run out of something we need, we can usually find something else to take its place. However, there is no substitute for water. We have to learn to conserve this precious liquid as though our lives depend on it, because they do. An extravagant person is sometimes said to spend money like water. Now, however, the time has come for us to learn to be frugal and spend our water as carefully as a penny pincher spends money.